When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Good afternoon on this Monday, July 8th, with today's Noontime News. I'm Leo Blavin. Federal prosecutors announced sex trafficking and conspiracy charges against wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. Court documents unsealed Monday show Epstein is charged with creating and maintaining a network that allowed him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. Epstein is expected to appear in Manhattan federal court later Monday. Messages were sent to his defense attorney seeking comment. The Justice Department has replaced the legal team charged with finding a legal path forward for including a citizenship question as part of the 2020 census. The department announced late Sunday that it's shaking up the existing legal team. An administration official said the new team might find it easier to argue the Trump administration's position. Trump is pushing for such a question on the census, despite the fact the Supreme Court has barred the question for now. China has expressed regret over Iran's breaching of the 2015 nuclear deal and blamed the United States, saying maximum pressure from the Trump administration, which withdrew from the accord last year, is behind the crisis. Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang described the comprehensive agreement as the only realistic and effective way to resolve the Iranian nuclear issue and ease tensions. A federal grand jury in New York is looking into whether top GOP fundraiser Elliot Broidy used his position on President Donald Trump's inaugural committee to pursue foreign business deals. That's according to documents the Associated Press has obtained and people familiar with the matter. Broidy, a Los Angeles businessman, made a fortune in investments before moving into defense contracting and has played prominent roles in the GOP fundraising. Large back-to-back earthquakes rattled some remote desert communities and put the rest of California on notice to be ready for a massive jolt in a big city. Scientists say a similar-sized quake in major cities like San Francisco or Los Angeles could collapse bridges, buildings, and freeways, as well as spark devastating fires fueled by ruptured gas lines. No one was seriously injured in the quake Thursday and Friday, with authorities attributed to the remote location in the Mojave Desert. We'll have more news in a moment.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis memorial.
When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, a beautiful Monday shaping up. Looks like we could see some storms and rain here earlier today, but right now, plenty of sunshine. 79 degrees with winds out of the south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure, that's at 29.85 inches. Our humidity, that's at 74%. Forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny. There is still a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the afternoon. We'll see highs in the mid-80s with breezy, south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Rest of today, the chance of precipitation, just 20%. Tonight, though, that'll increase quite a bit. Showers and thunderstorms this evening expected, then showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight. Some thunderstorms may be severe with heavy rainfall in the evening. Lows will dip into the mid-60s with south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, our chance of precipitation, 90%. That'll remain in place through tomorrow as well. So we should see some thunderstorms and rain here over the coming couple of days, including tonight. With it, there is a hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota today and tonight. Isolated thunderstorms are possible over northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota during the late morning and early afternoon period here today. These storms will remain weaker, but could produce lightning and brief heavy rainfall. There are stronger thunderstorms expected to develop during the mid to late afternoon over north central North Dakota. Between Devil's Lake and Minot, those could move into northwest Minnesota tonight. As the storms transition here towards Minnesota, their main threats will be hail around 1 inch with wind gusts to 70 miles per hour and excessive rainfall. Of course, if we do receive hazardous weather, we'll keep you updated here over our airwaves. We'll run through the rest of the forecast for the rest of the week into this weekend as well, coming up later on here in our noontime news. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our state news. That's coming up after these words from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our state news, state officials are warning Minnesotans about a genetic testing scam that's making the rounds in some parts of the U.S. Minnesota Commerce Commissioner Steve Kelly says people should be suspicious of anyone who offers free genetic testing and requests their Medicare information.
After an individual has provided Medicare information along with, say, a cheek swab or something like that, and then the fraudsters use all of that information to submit fraudulent bills or to steal the person's identity.
Kelly says there are even reports of fraudsters offered to pay people to submit DNA swabs, something Kelly says really ought to set alarm bells off. With the 4th of July travel week in the rearview mirror, we are near the midway point of the 100 deadliest days on Minnesota roads. Mike Hansen with the Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety says they keep a close eye on fatality numbers year to year as they plan summer enforcement targets.
Specifically at the 5-year trend line, which is pretty consistent with showing that over a third of our fatalities occur in this 3-month period.
Hansen says they still have impaired driving campaigns planned for later in the summer. The countdown to the Great Minnesota Get-Together continues. Minnesota State Fair spokeswoman Danielle Dullinger says discount tickets are now available and will save you $3 per ticket.
Those are on sale for just $12, so great way to save some money and be able to get into the fair to try our 31 new foods.
Discounted tickets can be purchased on the State Fair's website at mnstatefair.org. The 2019 Minnesota State Fair runs August 22nd through Labor Day. In the past, advance tickets have been available from UMC's bookstore. Authorities say the boy who drowned while swimming with friends in a northeastern Minnesota lake was from Wisconsin. St. Louis County Sheriff's officials have identified the 14-year-old boy as David Beck of Superior. Beck died Thursday, 2 days after he was pulled from Little Grand Lake near Duluth. Officials say he was swimming with two other boys at a diving dock about 75 yards from shore when he went under. An Iranian scientist who was coming to the U.S. for a prestigious visiting scientist position was arrested on arrival. Prosecutors in Atlanta have accused Professor Masoud Soleimani and two of his former students of conspiring and attempting to export biological materials from the U.S. to Iran without authorization in violation of U.S. sanctions. Defense attorneys for the three argue no authorization was needed because the recombinant proteins are medical materials. A recent report finds around one-third of participating ports in the United States and Canada, including those in Duluth and Milwaukee, are keeping a detailed inventory of greenhouse gas emissions. Wisconsin Public Radio reports that the tracking is part of the Green Marine Environmental Certification Program. The voluntary effort was formed in 2007 for the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway. The program has seen a 12% increase in the number of participants. Authorities say a man was injured when he became trapped under a small cabin in Minnesota while trying to move it. In St. Louis County, sheriff's officials tell WCCO-TV that the 40-year-old man was trying to move the 12 feet by 16 feet cabin Saturday at Daisy Bay Resort on Lake Vermilion in northeastern Minnesota. The cabin moved off its jacks and fell on top of him. Emergency crews were able to extricate the man and take him to a Duluth hospital. Officials say the man was alert and conscious. That is a look at our state and regional news. We'll take a break, and when we come back, take a look at our sports. That's coming up after these words from Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at our sports news from this past weekend, as you heard here on KRX on Friday, the Twins beat the Texas Rangers 15-6. Saturday, the Twins won the series, topping the Rangers 7-4. Sunday, in extra innings before the All-Star break, the Rangers topped the Twins 4-1. Rougned Odor's three-run homer in the 11th inning gave Texas the 4-1 win. Sean Kelly pitched two innings for the victory for Texas. Odyssey Sims scored 21 points. Sylvia Fowles at a double-double, and the Minnesota Lynx handed the Connecticut Sun their fourth straight loss, 74-71. Fowles had 18 points and 11 rebounds for Minnesota. Matthew Wolf made a 26-foot punt from the fringe for an eagle on the final hole to win the 3M Open at 21 under par, beating fellow rookie Colin Morikawa and Bryson DeChambeau by one stroke in a tense finish to the first-time PGA Tour event. The 20-year-old Wolf sank the dramatic putt in front of a packed 18th gallery at the TPC Twin Cities before watching Morikawa just miss his eagle try from 22 feet. Both Wolf and Morikawa were in the inaugural field on sponsor exemptions. Mason Toya scored twice to lead the Minnesota United to a 3-2 victory over the Montreal Impact. Ethan Finley also scored to help Minnesota rally from a pair of one-goal deficits. Anthony Jackson-Hamill and Rudy Camacho scored for the Impact. On the national sports scene, unseeded American Allison Risky came from a set down to upset top-ranked Ash Barty 3-6, 6-2, 6-3 at Wimbledon and reach her first Grand Slam quarterfinal. Risky broke for a 5-3 lead in the deciding set and clinched the win on her first match point when Barty sent a backhand wide. The loss ends a 15-match winning streak for Barty, who is coming off titles at the French Open and Birmingham and was playing her first tournament as number one. The All-Star game might not count anymore, but tonight's Home Run Derby is upping the stakes. This year's Derby includes a $1 million top prize, and the participants are taking it seriously, with several practicing in simulated Derby conditions. Milwaukee's Christian Yelich is out after tweaking his back. He was replaced by Oakland's Matt Chapman. The rest of the field is Cleveland's Carlos Santana, the Mets' Pete Alonso, Pittsburgh's Josh Bell, Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr., Houston's Alex Bregman, and the Dodgers' Jock Peterson. That is a look at our state or our sports news. Again, coming up this evening, the Crooks and American Legion team, they host Faustin tonight at Jim Karn Field. Tomorrow, they'll take on Winnie Mac and Erskine. And the Crookston Reds, they'll be at Jim Karn Field Wednesday and Thursday evening, taking on Ada and Bemidji this coming week. So three of the next 4 days, local baseball at Jim Karn Field. We'll have a few of those games on our airwaves here later on this week on KROX. That is a look at our local sports news. We'll take a break, take a look at our local news and the weather. That's coming up after these words from Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
For a quick, easy meal, stop by Hugo's Family Marketplace Deli and buy Hugo's Just Bear Rotisserie Chicken on special this week for $7.99. For snacking, buy the triple pack of Old Dutch potato chips. They're two for $6. 48-ounce assorted Eddie's Ice Cream, $2.99. 59-ounce assorted Minute Maid Lemonade, four for $5. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
On our local news, the new state of Minnesota hands-free cell phone law takes effect August 1st. Drivers are still allowed to use their phones in specific capacities, provided they do so hands-free or with one-touch activation. Polk County Sheriff Jim Tadman explains how a driver can use their cell phone.
The new law allows a driver to use their cell phone to make calls, listen to music, text, or podcast, and get directions, but only by voice commands or single-touch activation without holding the phone. Remember, hands-free is not necessarily distraction-free. Anything anybody else does in the vehicle also can be distraction in the vehicle, but this is just consistent with the phones and the use of them.
Tadman later explained what a cell phone can't be used to do.
You may not hold your phone in your hand. A driver may not use their phone at any time for video calling, maybe video live streaming, Snapchat, gaming, looking at videos, photos, or using a non-navigation apps. Reading texts, the same thing as, you know, your video streaming or Snapchat, and scrolling or typing on the phone.
Use of a handheld cell phone is allowed in emergencies, according to Tadman.
Handheld phone use is allowed to obtain emergency assistance if there is an immediate threat to life or safety, or when in an authorized emergency vehicle, and this is while performing official duties. So if there's an accident out there and you're pulling up in your phone, you are able to do that if it's in case of an emergency.
Drivers who don't follow the new law are subject to fines that can exceed $300 for the second offense and beyond.
The first penalty, it depends on the surcharges also in our county, is, but, you know, the first ticket is designated at $50 plus our court fees, which, you know, varies at each different county. And then the second or any later tickets can go up as high as $275 plus those court fees. So, you know, the first one probably isn't that expensive, but that second one's going to really bite if you get stopped for the same thing. So hopefully this will get people to be more aware of trying to be not so distracted. I think we've gotten into a time with all of our technology. When we're on the road, people try to get many more things done during the day. They're looking at meetings. They're looking at maybe information when they're going to a meeting. You know, it can be very serious. We've had accidents in Polk County, you know, where we found out and it was by the use of phones. So trying to limit this, I think, is a plus for us. And hopefully down the road, it'll save some more lives.
Christian Brothers Ford's Tom Helgeson says there are aftermarket Bluetooth stereo options available for drivers with older cars who want to upgrade.
We've all been told that coming August 1st, you'll no longer be able to have your phone up to your ear. You're either going to have a Bluetooth device of some kind. Not all cars have that capability, but there are options for you people out there that have the older vehicles that don't have the phone pairing capabilities. There's aftermarket stereos, radios for your car that you can purchase that have that feature in them. You can purchase those radios, and in most cases, we can install them here for you. But we do suggest that the customer pick out his own stereo and make an appointment to make sure that we can get it put in. And in most cases, we should be able to do that. The other option would be is to just get the mount to put on your dash, and hopefully you get a Siri button or something or Alexa feature and say dial, and you don't have to touch your phone.
All new Ford vehicles also come with a Bluetooth stereo for easy pairing with Bluetooth-enabled phones.
In Ford, we've got Sync, and then the My Ford touchscreen, and then Sync 3 is what we have now. And it's kind of funny, because of this law coming up, we've had customers who said, I'll never use that because they had a flip phone or something, even though we can pair flip phones if it's Bluetooth capable. Any phone that's Bluetooth capable, we can pair it. They're calling up now, or they're stopping out and saying, yeah, with that new law coming up, once we do it and you get used to it, it's a very nice feature to have, the hands-free calling in your automobile. So if you're not ready for a new stereo, Bluetooth stereo in your car, you always have that option to upgrade your vehicle.
Crookston resident Marion Weasel Henry has a big job ahead of him as the soon-to-be 2020-2021 Minnesota State Membership Chairman for the Fraternal Order of Eagles. His duties will include promoting membership throughout Minnesota alongside fellow District 2 Eagle Randy Beggs, who will serve the 2020-2021 term as state president. Before Henry, who served as the 2018-2019 District 2 president, takes on the statewide duties, he's making sure the people of District 2 are well cared for by spearheading a recent donation to the Riverview Foundation's Cancer Awareness Fund. There are several ways District 2 members raise funds to donate to entities like Riverview Foundation, including the sale of angel pins that Henry makes as a hobby. The group also holds an auction at the end of the year to boost the charity fund. Henry says cancer is just one of many battles the Fraternal Order of Eagles helps fight every day. He invites anyone interested in volunteering to strengthen his or her community to stop by the Eagles Club for more information on joining or to contact him at 218-280-8611 or email weaselhenry@gmail.com. Riverview Foundation Director Kent Brune credits Henry and the Eagles' mission to be hometown builders with a commitment to people helping people. For more information on the Foundation's Cancer Awareness Fund or any other Foundation program or project, contact Brune at 218-281-9249 or email kbruun@riverviewhealth.org. The Christian Fellowship Tent that has been a place of relaxing inspiration and fellowship going on 45 years is again put together a full program of gospel music for the Polk County Fair in Fertile from July 10th through the 14th. The program begins on Wednesday evening, July 10th, with a youth night plan. Programs continue Thursday through Sunday evening, as well as Saturday and Sunday afternoons. The full schedule can be found by going to KROXAM.com, click on News, and Heard Daily on the bulletin board. The Crookston City Council will meet Monday night at 7 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. All items are on the consent agenda and include approving the June 24th meeting minutes, bills and disbursements in the amount of $323,048.50, a resolution to approve the City of Crookston website as the alternate publication for the Crookston Times, and a resolution approving partial payment to R&Q Trucking Incorporated for the 2019 street improvements. The Ways and Means Committee will meet immediately following the Crookston City Council meeting. There are three items on the agenda for the night. One is the discussion of the trees downtown and the city's policy to not remove them upon request. A donation to the city will also be discussed. Bob Herkenoff is proposing to donate a 30-acre natural park around the two man-made ponds along Eichhoff Boulevard in two phases, beginning with the newest pond on the north end. In exchange, the City of Crookston would construct an extension of Eichhoff Boulevard to Fisher Avenue, along with 14 new residential lots would be created. The final item is a transfer of $1,151,437.99 from the Special Service District Fund to the Flood Construction Fund to cover city's portion of construction on the flood levee protection system. The Crookston Fire Department was called to the scene of a single vehicle crash at 6:18 Saturday evening at the intersection of Groveland and West 6th Street. They investigated, conducted traffic control and cleanup, then cleared the scene. At approximately 6:15 p.m. on Saturday, July 6th, at the Crookston Police Department, the Crookston Police Department responded to the corner of University Avenue and West 6th Street on a report of single vehicle crash. A 1994 Toyota Camry was southbound on University Avenue when it left the roadway, crashing into the rock garden. The driver, Rhonda K. Wilkins, 50 of Grand Forks, was not injured. She was arrested for DWI and transported to the Northwest Regional Correction Center. The Crookston Ambulance and Crookston Fire Department assisted in the incident. The Grand Forks Police Department, in accordance with North Dakota state law, is notifying the city of Grand Forks and the surrounding area of the presence of a level 3 sex offender living in Grand Forks. Jeremiah Jack Myholka recently moved to Grand Forks from Bismarck and is now residing at 802 Half North 5th Street. Myholka has a conviction for gross sexual imposition in 2001 and a corrupt solicitation of minor in 1998. The North Dakota Sex Offender Risk Assessment Committee assigned Myholka a risk level of high and as a result has a lifetime registration requirement in North Dakota. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Brian Lee Langowski, 37, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree drug possession in a school, park, or public housing zone; Shonda Danielle Livingsgood, 39, of Nielsville, for felony second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon; Mark Aaron Jessup, 39, of Evansville, for misdemeanor trespassing; Cody Robert Coaster, 33, of Crookston, for a gross misdemeanor traffic violation for a driving after cancellation, released on personal recognizance; Shelley Lynn Infante, 36, of Midland, Michigan, for felony fifth-degree drug possession; Tanner Lynn Christensen, 22, of Detroit Lakes, for misdemeanor failure to appear, released to another authority; Kevin Daniel Torgeson, 44, of Langby, for felony failure to appear; and Melissa Jean Haugen, 34, of Northwood, North Dakota, for felony third-degree drug possession in a school, park, or public housing zone. On our obituary desk, David Wayne Generek, 63, of Crookston, passed away unexpectedly on July 2, 2019. He was the 11th of 19 children born to George Generek and Juliet Generek on November 27, 1955, in Crookston. David grew up in Terrebonne, Minnesota, on the family farm. He was baptized and confirmed at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Terrebonne. He attended Mentor Public School, graduating in 1974. David was in the U.S. Army. He served as a military police officer in Germany. He was honorably discharged in 1980. After serving in the Army, he went to the University of Minnesota Crookston, graduating in 1980, and continued his education through North Dakota State University, where he graduated in 1982. While attending UMC, David met Linnea Cooley, and the two eventually married at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Grand Forks, North Dakota, on June 6, 1981. The couple were blessed with four wonderful children. The family has lived in Crookston for the last 36 years. David started working for Central Ag Consulting of Twin Valley in 1983 as an agronomist. He was responsible for crop planning, crop monitoring, soil sampling, soil fertility management, and precision agriculture. David was often on his computer finalizing paperwork for his growers. He did this all to best serve his customers. He was a consultant for the Crookston area, including Euclid, Climax, Warren, Angus, Gently, Fisher, Beltrami, Red Lake Falls, and Dorothy. David served as Crookston mayor for 8 years and served as a city councilman for over 19 years. He was first elected to the Crookston City Council in 1988 and served on numerous committees over the years. He was proud of his time on city council, especially getting funds for flood protection and the arena. Faith was important to David. He felt incredibly blessed by God. He was a member of Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, where he served as a Eucharistic minister, usher, and was a Knight of Columbus. David was also involved with Northwest Minnesota Foundation, Minnesota Agriculture and Rural Leadership, National Alliance of Independent Crop Consultants, and numerous community committees. He received many central awards, was awarded the 2009 UMC Outstanding Alumni Award, and in 2010 was named Consultant of the Year by the National Alliance of Independent Crop Consultants. David is survived by his loving wife, Linnea, children Nicholas and Katrina, Matthew and fiancé Amber Edblom, Stephanie and Levi Webster, Benjamin, grandchildren Leah, George Generex, Jackson, James, and Jeremiah Webster, siblings Joanne Berg, Charles, Andre, Francis, Steve, Kermit, Robert, and Catherine, as well as Jeff, Richard, Lynette, Doria, and Gabrielle, brothers and sisters-in-laws, Rick and Sandy Besman, Steve and Trish Cooley, Daniel and Michelle Cooley, James and Lynn Cooley, and Janice and Chris Cox, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews, cousins, and friends. David was preceded in death by his parents, George and Juliet, father and mother-in-law, Robert and Alice, siblings, Veronica, Linda, Mary, George Jr., Dwayne, and brother-in-law, Kirk. In lieu of flowers, send memorials to Cathedral Elementary School, 702 Summit Avenue in Crookston. Marianne Nordby, 75, of Ada, died Thursday, June 20th, at Essentia Health, Fargo. Marianne was born August 1st, 1943, the only child of J. Kenneth and Lucille in Louisville, Ohio. After graduation, she went to nurses training. Marianne entered the United States Army on September 7, 1965, at Fort Belvoir in Virginia. She served in Korea for 2 years and was honorably discharged July 21, 1967, and worked as a nurse in a mission in British Columbia for a year. Marianne is survived by her husband, John Jack Nordby of Ada, and was preceded in death by her parents and her first husband, Douglas. Memorial service is being held this afternoon at 2 p.m. at Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home in Ada. Visitation will be held 1 hour prior to the service this afternoon. Harvey A. Straw, age 96, of Crookston, died July 5th at Riverview Health in Crookston. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, July 13th at Central Housky Funeral Home in Crookston, with Deacon Denny Bevins officiating the service. A visitation time will be from 1 p.m. until the time of service at the funeral home the day of the service. Arrangements are with Stenchelhowski Funeral Home in Crookston. That is a look at our news as we now shift to our weather here in downtown Crookston. 79 degrees, mostly sunny skies overhead, with a south wind of 12 miles per hour, barometric pressure at 29.85 inches, and humidity at 74%. Forecast for the rest of today calls for partly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, with thunderstorms producing heavy rainfall in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-80s. It'll be breezy as well, with south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation, 20%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight. Some thunderstorms may be severe, with heavy rainfall in the evening. Lows in the mid-60s and south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation tonight, 90%. Tuesday, showers with thunderstorms likely, highs 75 to 80 degrees. Our chance of precipitation, 90%. Tuesday night, rain showers and thunderstorms are likely, lows 60 to 65 degrees. Our chance of precipitation Tuesday night is 70%. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning, then mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It'll be breezy with highs in the mid-70s and our chance of precipitation 60%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Thursday, sunny, highs 80 to 85 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. Friday, mostly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Friday night, mostly clear, lows 60 to 65. Saturday, sunny, highs in the mid-80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. That is a look at our noontime news here on KROX. We do want to pass along that yesterday our high did reach 82 degrees and our low 55 degrees. Our average high on this date, 81 degrees, average low 57, year ago high 81, year ago low 68 degrees. Our record high set back in 1936 was 102 degrees. Our record low set back all the way in 1922 was 41 degrees. Our sun rose this morning at 5:37 a.m. It won't set this evening until 9:25 p.m. giving us 15 hours and 48 minutes of daylight today. And again, 79 degrees with mostly sunny skies overhead here in downtown Crookston. That is a look at our noontime news here on KROX. Today's noontime news is brought to you in part by American Federal Bank's Dennis Granite Company, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the noontime news on Tuesday.